good luck, suckers. I'm on my way. I've been here for forever, forever and a day. You're busy laying down roots and I'm telling a lie. We're on the same circle, just a different time. So good luck, suckers, I'm on my way. Been here for forever. Investigating the mating, maybe I feel kind of lured by the art of physicality. Always been a practical man, practically. Good luck, suckers, I'm on my way. Laying down roots and I'm turning.
Over in a Day. That is the new single from Giant Giant Sand. You can find them howlive.com. Welcome to the playlist. Later on, we are going to be speaking with Kobe and Matt from the Hudson Branch. But before we do that, let's hear the Asteroids Galaxy Tour with Major. This is the Vacationer remix. So, hopefully you're not on vacation, but if you are, I'm very jealous. You can find the Asteroids Galaxy Tour on their website, theasteroidsgalaxytour.com.
This is Kobe from the Hudson Branch.
And coming up next, we are talking with Turtle. But first, we have our song, Periodic Table of Elegance.
Thank you.
And you just heard Periodic Table of Elegance from the Hudson Branch. You can find them at thehudsonbranch.com. And with me is Kobe and Matt. Guys, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
that sounded like quite the interesting hey, like, It was very awkward. Are you a very awkward person, Matt?
Maybe over a microphone. Yeah, for sure. On stage, we come across fairly awkward over a microphone.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not a phone person. You're more of like, I have to be in front of a person in order to get like the full Matt experience.
Yeah, a lot of Matt is seeing him and just his presence. So like audibly, he's all right. He's got a good tone to his voice, but I think once you, he's just got that look in his eye that just brings you in. Yeah.
I love it. I love that you guys can give each other grief. What you shouldn't be giving each other grief about is World Kid. That album that you guys sent me is spectacular. I really enjoy it. The album cover. Yeah, the album cover. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe you don't want to reveal this, but is that JFK's silhouette? It looks like JFK.
I haven't thought about that until now. That.
Yeah, the person who it is going to be flattered.
Who is it?
It's our producer, Neil Strout.
Neil Strout. He produced like Andrew Bird and Iron and Wine, right?
Yeah, I think he does more live stuff with Andrew Bird. But
yeah, he was just working on the Iron and Wine
in New York. Yeah, he's a studio guy for Iron and Wine.
Yeah,
look at you guys hobnobbing with some big major people. How did that happen?
Kind of roundabout, actually. Yeah. We went, our first, we actually tracked all this stuff with John McIntyre at his studio in Chicago. He's the guy, he's done a lot of production for Broken Social Scene. He's in Tortoise and Seeing the Cake. And then Issues of Time and Money and other things kind of forced us to look for another option. And we had become friends with Neil before that, and he's just a great guy and really good at what he does, so he was the obvious choice for us, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, was did any of them have the idea of putting in the ukuleles and the beats and the tambourines and kind of the glockenspiels? Was that kind of their idea, or was that something that you guys had already started incorporating in your music?
A lot of it was just our idea and experimentation. The songs kind of grew from playing them live a lot and practicing and just trying to break the rock format and bring in some interesting different instruments and elements and stuff like that.
And a lot of times we'll just find a new instrument and then that instrument kind of inspires us to write different sorts of things. So a lot of our songs end up being based around, oh, this is a cool instrument. What does this sound like?
Right, yeah.
And then they develop pretty heavily from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, World Kid, it has such this like worldly feel to it. And I don't know if that was because it was influenced by all that kind of like instrumentation that you did add that kind of worldly layer. Was that something that you guys were kind of going for?
I never thought about that before.
Cool. Yeah. That's a great interpretation. I think with World Kid, it was, at least comparing it to our first full length. We definitely wanted to introduce a lot of different sounds and soundscapes and just try to bring in new elements and that kind of thing. And I think we didn't really have much of an intention for what the album would sound like as a whole until we were crafting it in the final stages. And I think it just kind of worked out to have a cool story in the album, sound-wise and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you guys must have been like, holy shit, did you hear what we just did?
That happens a lot, I think. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear more of your music. Right now, we're going to hear What Did I Eat, and we're going to have more with my guests.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, Kobe and Matt, the Hudson Branch, right here on the playlist.
If you enjoy the songs you're listening to, make sure to check us out at thehudsonbranch.com or all your other websites that most bands have.
And you just heard the song Memories from the Hudson Branch, which you can find at thehudsonbranch.com. And I saw that video live on your YouTube account. And I'm going to post that video so people could kind of see how you guys are live and just kind of undergo through that process. But what I really liked about your music was that it makes me feel really smart for listening to it. You know, like, just like in like, what was the first song that we played? It was Periodic Table of Elegance, and Memories. You guys just have, I don't know, like, it's just like you paid attention in class or something like that, you know? And you're incorporating, like, all that into your music, you know, and I really enjoy that.
I think that we found a love for education and learning after we got out of our classes.
Actually, I actually dropped out of college. But I don't support that by any means. Well, I felt like it was the right thing for me. But yes, I enjoy education and learning, and so I'm glad that shines through a little bit.
Yeah.
It totally does. And what else shines through is all the podcasts on Enter the Shell, as well as our cornucopia of blogs. So make sure you go check it out on entertheshell.com. And if you want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. Lastly, guys, World Kid is available as a digital album, but I saw that you guys mixed in some physical media, as well as like you can get like a songbook coming soon, or what's going on?
Yeah, we decided not to print CDs because our last record we printed a bunch and they just didn't sell, because I just don't know how many people listen to CDs anymore. So we were thinking about a new way to approach some sort of physical representation of the music, and in the past couple of years we've gotten really into multimedia presentations, both live and in other ways, and the book kind of seemed like a cool way to go about that. We could incorporate some illustrations and some photos and some stories and all that. So
yeah, it's a whole new way to experience the album through the book. So
cool. What it should be is, it should be like a colorless album, so that, like, you know, like, I can, like, color in it while I'm listening to like, your music and stuff like that.
That's pretty close, actually.
Yeah, it is.
cool. Well, make sure to check that out, and you're going to have, I'm sure, when that's out, you're going to have all the links on thehudsonbranch.com. Guys, thank you so much for joining me and being a part of this fantastic show called The Playlist, that I'm sure you're a huge fan of by now.
Yeah. Thanks a lot,
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. We are going to leave you now with... Now, I hope I don't mess this up. Is it Munoz?
Muons.
Muons. What is a muon?
A muon is...
The guy who wrote it's not here, so we're going to
fumble this. It's a tiny particle. It's like one of the smallest particles, and they have a very short lifespan, except scientists figured out a way to make their lifespan last longer by shooting them really fast. So it was just kind of the inspiration for the song.
It's kind of a burnout bright scenario,
yeah.
But
yeah.
A little more scientific.
Yeah.
Once again, you guys make me feel really smart now, so thank you.